Whether I'm meeting with the president of Walmart or the officers of the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, I know that the one question that is most on their minds is this: how can I coach others towards their highest and best? After spending a lifetime studying the character of Jesus and the better part of my career working with leaders, I have come to this conclusion. There is no better role model for coaching that gets lasting results than Jesus of Nazareth. This audiobook is my contribution towards the profound gift and skill set known as coaching. Coaching is definitely in. Whereas at one time only athletes had coaches, now everyone from CEOs to at-risk youth is becoming familiar with the term coach. The International Coaching Federation, which began with a handful of people, now has more than 5,000 members. It seems that nearly everyone these days either has a coach or wants one. Currently, more than 150,000 people worldwide call themselves life coaches, and more are being added to that number every day. Therapists, as well as corporate trainers, are flocking to this newfound profession and enjoying it. As one therapist stated in an article on coaching in the July-August 2002 issue of Psychotherapy Networker, "Therapy, for me, was focused on looking backward into why I was the way I was. But coaching looks at where you are today, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there." In that same article, Coach Harriet Salinger said, "I think people know what they want. What they need are arms to hold them as they make the discovery." Another contributor to that article was reporter Jim Naughton, who wrote, "The ever more challenging character of modern life has created a market for men and women that can provide, for a fee,